perfect stuff of beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxings. Full month horror movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on. Contest and of course, you know it's all about games. That's a slow down. Let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety Podcast. The other Jason.
Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. As you can tell, I'm still sick. You can probably hear that in my voice. This is going to be a pretty short episode, but I did want to get on the air and record it. I want to thank Riverside for getting on and handling the episode for last week and for being quite honest about Spotify's position. So at the moment, my good buddy Evil Jeff over at Minions and Musings did try to do everything from the phone and record an episode and publish an episode, edit an episode using Riverside and Spotify for podcasters, and was unable to do that. Now, Evil Jeff is convinced that before they decommission the old Anchor app, that Spotify will have a full mobile setup ready to go that will let you do everything from mobile device. I don't have that faith in them that Evil Jeff does, but at the moment, from what we can tell, it's not possible to fully publish an episode from your mobile device. If anyone has successfully not used the old Anchor app, but only using Riverside or the Riverside app and Spotify, publish an episode from a cell phone, please let us know. Because I'm happy to eat crow on this and say it's possible. But as far as I can tell, it's not right now. You still need a laptop of some sort to do it. Okay, let me get off that soapbox. And I just want to talk about one topic today. I don't have any calls to play. So we're just going to hit one topic that's been going around. And then I will play a trailer for the special episode that will happen Sunday, which is the next in our series movie reviews for this year, where we're celebrating the films of Walter Hill. Before we get to that trailer, I am going to talk about the idea of RPGs and rewards in RPGs, like experience rewards or bennies or whatever. And are you doing the carrot and stick thing? Are you doing a social experiment with your players? So this is interesting. This kind of got going over in the RPG pub, and there's a thread over there called Punish Your Players for Failing to Participate or Not. And I'll put a link to that thread in the show notes. But basically, people are asking and discussing the idea of using meta currency in game or experience points in game to reward players for either out-of-game activity or for acting certain ways, be it using funny voices or, you know, doing different things, giving session recaps maybe, right? Session recaps is part of the conversation in here, things like that. But the idea of rewarding, trying to encourage players to do certain things. And, you know, then we got to the idea talking in there about rewarding players for telling jokes at the table, make people laugh, and, you know, shouldn't they get experience points for that? And, you know, when you look at that, do you need to encourage somebody that tells jokes to tell jokes by giving them in-game points, or are they just encouraged by having people respond to their jokes, right? If they're telling good jokes and the rest of the group laughs at them, isn't that reward enough? I don't know. I kind of think it is. But it's an interesting discussion, and it was kind of enforced a little bit by EOTB on a call to Phantom Thoughts, the Pink Phantoms podcast. And I'll have a link to that podcast in the show notes as well. It's the most recent episode of Phantom Thoughts, episode 090, Laying Down Colin Knowledge. And during the EOTB's call, EOTB mentions the idea of experience point for gold, and the idea that you don't need to reward players for heroic actions because doing cool heroic things in the game should be reward enough, right? And this kind of goes back to something BJ's talked about on and off on his show and other shows. You know, the idea that he had a group of players that were, I think, were used to milestones or used to more modern experience points, like maybe 5e or something, where they're getting rewarded for other things. And they went to play OSE and they weren't getting any experience points. They weren't leveling up because they weren't getting gold. They were going off and doing other things instead of getting gold. And he had to explain to them, listen, in this game, if you don't go get gold, you're not going to level up. And so, it is an interesting dynamic. And I'm not saying that XP for gold is the answer and the only way to play. But regardless of how you're doing experience in the game, should you use experience points as a carrot or a stick to force players to do behaviors you want them to do, both in-game and out-of-game, that metagame around the table, right? So if they're a good player in your living room during the game, should they get in-game rewards for bringing snacks? Should they get in-game rewards for keeping that session recap? Should they get in-game rewards for making people laugh? I don't think so, personally, but maybe I'm a dick. I don't know. I'm curious on other people's thoughts about that, though, because ultimately you are kind of doing a social experiment with your friends when you're doing that, and you're basically doing the whole thing. I mean, your friends aren't, they're your friends. So why should you feel the need to try to trick them into certain behaviors? I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting topic, so I thought I'd bring it up and see what people think about it. So in-game rewards for out-of-game activities is the main thing I'm looking at here. I'm not necessarily looking to get into milestone XP or XP for gold, good or bad. Or it's not so much that as the idea of whatever the game is set forth to do, right? So maybe it's not gold at all. Maybe it's one of these more modern games where you have a checklist of things that you do to get experience at the end of each session. You go down and ask questions. Twilight 2000, fourth editions like this. You ask certain questions. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? And if you say yes, you get an experience point, right? Well, are you giving them experience points aside from that because you're trying to encourage them to do certain things? Are you adding your own questions? And I'm not necessarily saying that's bad, but you know, do you need to encourage players by giving them extra experience points because they save women and children that are in danger or save old men that are in danger? I don't know. It's an interesting question. Do you reward them for heroic activities, or are those heroic activities, like EOTB said, reward enough? Should you reward them for telling jokes at the table, making people laugh? And that's something we've seen in tons of RPG books. I have many, many RPGs where it talks about rewarding players' experience points for making other players laugh at the table. And I kind of think that's probably a bad practice, because what are you really encouraging by doing that? You're not going to encourage them to tell more jokes, or maybe you will, but they're not going to stop telling jokes if you don't give them experience points, because that's who they are. But are those jokes really why you're at the table for the game? You know, should the funny player get more experience than the player that's just there to play and isn't a bad person, but isn't funny? Why should they be punished because you're rewarding a funny person, right? So I'm curious on people's thoughts on that. Hopefully I've framed that correctly. You can go listen to UTB's call over at Phantom Thoughts and go read that thread over at RPG Pub. But I just thought it was interesting, so I'd bring it up. Now, with that aside, I did want to mention something else. I think that this is also going to be mentioned by Riley over Diegetic Advancement, but Riley's been running a war game, and he's been doing it using chainmail, but he kind of set this mini scenario up, and there are four players, and we each send him orders, and then he resolves the orders, and then we go the next turn. And I called into him and told him, you know, I'd be interested in doing something like that as well if he wanted to be a player instead of just running these games. And in the past, on the Audio Dungeon, I've run Boot Hill, where we've done like a bank robbery scenario using the Boot Hill rules, and I've put the map up and all the players that have their characters, And it was basically play by post. They would say what they want to do for the next action. And then I would update everybody's actions and put an updated map up. I would do all the roles, and there's a die rolling channel in the Audio Dungeon Discord. I did all the roles for them that way. And I think everybody had fun with that when we did the bank robbery. But I was thinking about something similar to that, maybe not doing play by post. Maybe they could just send in turns, kind of like what Riley's doing. But I was thinking about maybe doing something more like Mad Dogs with Guns or The Chicago Way. These are both miniature war game. They're skirmish war games where you're playing gangs effectively in Prohibition era America. So it's kind of like the movie The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, right? And the idea is you would be trying to build your gang up and you might go to war with the other gangs and do all that. So if you're interested in something like that, let me know. And we'll see how much interest we have, and maybe we'll play around with it. Once we get people that are interested, we can decide on the exact system we would use and the exact rules of what we'll do and what's in play, what's not. And if you're interested in it, but you don't want your name on the air associated with it, that's okay too. Just let me know that when you reach out to me. But all the ways to reach me are in the show notes. So if you're interested in doing effectively, it's like a play-by-mail kind of game. We'll find somewhere to put the map up so you can see the city and see what's going on. And, you know, basically you would do your maneuvering around, whether you're, you know, getting protection money from businesses or doing your bootlegging or doing whatever you're doing to build up funds. And of course, the end goal is to control the city or, you know, control the most of the city. And we'll have a set amount of time. And then I guess whatever gang is the richest gang would be the winning gang. But when you guys come in conflict with each other, then obviously we'd play out the gang fights. And we could possibly do that online together, or I could just resolve them. Again, that's something we could decide when we figure the players out. But so if you're interested in that, reach out to me, let me know. And again, if you want to be anonymous and still play in that game, that's totally possible. Not a problem. So, you know, just let me know. Okay. And with that said, I'm going to play the trailer for the next movie. That movie will be played on the 10th of March. And then the following Wednesday, we'll be back to a regular episode. So thank you to everybody for tuning in. I hope you're doing well. Be excellent to each other. And enjoy the trailer.
They were nine men. They were four families of brothers. They rode together from Missouri to Minnesota and from Texas to Tennessee. They were the most famous outlaw heroes of the West. They were known as the Long Riders. This is their story, and it's as close to the truth as legends can ever be.
Now, you don't give us no trouble, mister.
I want your sons, Mr. Samuel.
What do you want them for?
For robbing banks and trains, ma'am.
What do you think your chances are of bringing them in?
It's an amazingly stupid question.
Wait for them to come out!
People say they got one of the youngers.
People say they got the wrong younger.
You men did an excellent job of making heroes out of every one of those gentlemen.
I think I'll write me a book. Make myself even more famous than I am.
You ever been alone?
Excuse me, miss. I was wondering if you cared to dance.
I'd be delighted.
Coming back for you. We're gonna be meeting up real soon.
They got a real fat bank up there. Scouted it out myself. Northfield.
You open that safe, mister, you hear?
The banker had told us he might be coming.
They're robbing the bank!
David, Keith, and Robert Carradine as Cole, Jim, and Bob Younger. James and Stacy Keach as Jesse and Frank James. Dennis and Randy Quaid as Clell and Ed Miller. Christopher and Nicholas Guest as the Ford brothers. The Long Riders.
on the phone, who's on the phone? Maybe it's your auntie or a joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if the fiddle's even dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. I want some more, bring on the gore. Well, the butcher is a dustman and your moiler's by the tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away. Zombies are arising and the world has gone to heck. We're living for the dying and we're dying for the train wreck.